and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 196. Oh, so close, so close. As you can probably hear, I'm doing 20 jobs all at once. But there we go. And Mike's doing the news on top of everything else. How are we all doing? I've no idea what I've just pressed, but I'm looking for the chat. And I've been told Jonathan's in there already, talking to himself. First sign of madness, Jonathan, just saying. Number one, take that, Simon. Simon's not there at all yet, Jonathan. But hold that gloating thought. I'm sure he will be shortly. Hello, Kim. How's Kiva? Kiva was hiding last night under a duvet. Lola's been a little minx today. She's been begging for treats, but she's had enough and she's not having any more. So then she decided she'd start whimpering. Oh, I need the toilet. She gets outside. She doesn't want the toilet. She starts playing with the football. It's freezing. Mike's not impressed with her. Because I said, oh, she poor lamb, she needs to go outside. And apparently she didn't. Well, only to play. Naughty dog. Oh, she's just too adorable. She's too adorable. Right, hello, Paul. How you doing down under? CQ, Deb, CQ. Paul's number three. Yay, well done, Paul. Kiva's been very good today. Maybe she could send some good vibes to the princess. One more week of 4 a.m. starts for a while. Oh, yes, it does. You're right. Yes, Sunday. Now, it does for you. It does not for us, Paul. We don't change till the end of 20-something of October. That's ridiculous. But never mind. Too early. Jane was in Perth. Now, I don't know what the time difference is from where you are to Perth. But Jane used to get up when she lived in Perth. She now lives about 40 miles up the road. But when she lived in Perth, she would get up about, must have been about 3 o'clock-ish. By the time the event was over, it was probably about 5:30. And we'd all shower with Jane. Well, she'd shower and we'd wait for her. That's great. Oh, that was in a lot of the old MacBytes shows. So if you're wondering what showering with Jane is, there you go. Kim is still trying to replace the kitchen faucet. Oh, dear. Good about it. Not like the other day when she was stealing. What are SOS pads? We don't have those. We have a thing called Brillo pads, but I've got a sneaking suspicion. They're probably not the same. A Brillo pad is like metal. And it's got some kind of soap on the inside, so it's for scrubbing pans and the like. I once cleaned my mother's best silver with one. Don't ask. Didn't end well. I was trying to help. Oh, they are like Brillo pads. I was trying to help in my way. She never let me forget it. If she'd have been conscious enough, she'd have mentioned it on her deathbed. But she didn't. But it was, do you remember? Yes, Mother, I do. But I was only trying to help. How did I know? Oh, genius. No, we haven't had Brillo pads in the house here since, must be over 25 years. Because we don't have, the pans are kind of now non-stick and they don't take kindly to being washed with Brillo. The sink is white. It's got some kind of ceramic paint over metal on it. So we don't touch that with it either. So no, we don't have anything that we could clean with that. My dad used to use them outside, but I tend not to get involved with outside the house. So no, not needed a Brillo pad for years and years. Hello, Simon. You might want to scroll back up. Just saying. First sign of madness. Jonathan was talking to himself. he beat you slightly. Slightly. Oh, good grief. You know the thing that I'm doing where I'm recording other webinars because they have the temerity to clash with us? Well, the one presenting it, the cat's just walked across and wafted its tail right in her face. Genius. Oh, loving it. Right. You just wanted to achieve number one once. Well, I can let you know, Simon, that Mike was sat there because Mike's gone off to do the Brooklands news. Mike was sat there and he opened up the chat, and literally within 2 seconds, Jonathan was there. He even managed to post before Mike. So I can only assume Jonathan has got more time on his hands than is wise for a young man. Nobody's also about coming second, Simon. No, but they do talk about coming third. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, you mustn't scrap. Boys, boys, boys. Ooh, challenge. Game on. Game on, Simon. Consider that from Jonathan a challenge. Just as well it was your wish, it's never going to happen again. Oh, Jonathan, I'm thinking here there's a points game you could win. Mmm, this is an idea, isn't it? You and Simon. First in on the chat for Marooned. How about that? Let's see how long that lasts. We could have a leaderboard for this. Oh, I'm liking that idea. I am definitely liking that idea. So what have we all been up to technology-wise? I did the Catalina thing again. It went so well the first time. Did it a second time. Woohoo! This was during my request last night. I was insane. Obviously, high as a kite on the fact the first one was okay. I decided to do the laptop during the show. During the show. Normally, I'm incredibly laid back during the show. You know, if things go wrong, it goes wrong. But last night, we were doing this section for Peter. Peter having died a week ago today. And his widow was in there. And what had happened was all of the other Catanian circles had put in requests for him. And I'm saying to Mike, I'm going to put these four back to back. But they weren't all coming from the same source. So sometimes we have... we take from like one DJ system. Sometimes we take from another. Other times we've actually got the song and we actually just have to play it. And two of these songs were custom things. One had been written completely for Peter. And the other was one that the same guy had written, but it wasn't actually for Peter. Well, you should have seen me. I said to Mike, you know, we went in about... I think it was 9 o'clock with that. So one, we had to get the timings all sorted. And then with the timing sorted, I need to make sure we knew we were going in because we had to ring Andrea, that's Peter's wife, and let her know. So the timings had to be right. But then I had to make sure I was playing them in the right order because we'd introduced all four of them and they were all coming from different systems. You should have seen the state of me. Like, this can't go wrong. Because it's for Peter. By the time T-Rex's Hot Love was on, which was one of his favourite songs, I thought, thank God for that. Which meant that the custom first two and the Ave Maria was correct. Now, the Ave Maria, not an easy song to deal with. Because Mike said, I said to Mike, which version are we having? And he said, don't know, just pick one. And I looked at him and I said, Mike, not all the Ave Marias are the same Ave Maria. And he went, aren't they? I said, no. And the thing is, when I'm playing music on my system, I can't play another song to check it out. So I said, give me your phone. So I had to play it on his. And he said, well, I thought this one sounded all right. So I'm listening to it. And there it is, you know, and half of it's in Latin. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's the one with the right words. What a farce. So T-Rex was like, yes, done it. Fine. And Andrea came in very, very late on at the end. I think she'd been listening to the whole show with her son. But she's been quite quiet, obviously. So, yeah, went well. Went well. Right, what else is going on? Mrs. Simon added an Alexa plug to the electric blanket and can now command thusly, Alexa blanket on. Oh, that's fantastic. Do you know, we wander around and all you can hear each other saying in the evening is, Alexa, turn the toilet light on. Alexa, turn the toilet light off. But what I did say was when that went in, the good thing with particularly the lights over anything else, the lights, you're not touching the light switches, which is in these COVID days is a good idea. Talking of COVID days, oh, I had something to share. Do you remember a few weeks back we were discussing roundabouts? How much trouble can you get into with a roundabout? Oh, you'd be amazed. This we in the UK are roundabout potty. This one is brand new. And it's not only a new roundabout, it's a new style of roundabout. And I had to share it because you guys in the States, you tend to have cross junctions and we tend to go for roundabouts. But this one, this is the spaghetti junction of roundabouts. Apparently, it's a style that came from Holland. Cambridge's Dutch style roundabout. Why all the fuss? Or when you look at the picture. I'm causing chaos. Oh, dear. And Anthony couldn't find the toilet light. Sorry about that. At least Paul's didn't understand it. Oh, do you know what? Oh, just imagine the havoc I could cause. The things I could put in your basket. They've not thought this through, have they? They haven't. Right, so I've got this roundabout thing. Have a look at that for a roundabout. I would have nowhere. I had no idea where to start with that. No idea at all. This is how they take over the world. Exactly. But you know, they do voice print patterns and they should only activate to your voice. I mean, sometimes it takes Mike 20 minutes to have a conversation with her to get her to do what he wants. But that's
why I whisper it when I go to the toilet.
Don't issue any echo commands because I've just set everybody's off.
No, I mean, if I go to the toilet in the middle of Marooned or After Hours, apart from setting off everyone else's toilet light, I don't want to announce to the whole world that I'm going to the toilet.
Oh, she, do you know,
although you can probably hear the flushing from...
No, you can't. You can't.
No, I feel better now.
No, what makes me laugh is when you whisper to her and she whispers back, because even though you know it's her and you know she's replying to you, it's spooky. There's just something really weird when the tech whispers back and you'll say, you know, turn the toilet light off, and she'll go, okay. It is, it's spooky.
You don't whisper, do you?
Oh, no, madam doesn't whisper.
No, you're a loud dog.
Kim's Alexa thinks she's a cheery British woman. They do, though, don't they? They do a voice print. And that way, when you say, read me my orders, or whatever the command is, right? Mike did a voice print. I did a voice print. It's on my account. But because our accounts are linked in a household, and you say, show me my orders, she's supposed to show Mike his and me mine. So how come your Alexas are responding to me? That's ludicrous. We need to have words. Oh, Jeff Bezos, we could get him on Question Time with Elaine.
Yeah.
Mm. Or the interrogation, as we're calling it. Absolutely. I'm loving that one, Simon. Set the alarm for 3:45 a.m. Who designed that? My sentiments exactly, Jonathan. Can you imagine approaching that? I mean, if you're a local... Fine. That's what Milton Keynes is like. First time I went to Milton Keynes was 1985. I've been driving for 6 weeks. We get to Milton Keynes and everything was a roundabout with concrete cows. And there were funny symbols on the street signs. So you'd get a huge sign, like a motorway sign, and it would have like a brown triangle and a yellow circle. And I'm looking at these things, and obviously it's 1985. I can't look it up on the internet. So I'm looking at it and I said, have you any idea what that means, Mum? And she said, not a clue, as we're looking at. Then we found a red square and I think it was a blue star or something. And we're looking at it like, not a clue. It didn't even like the colour didn't match anything. The shapes didn't mean anything. And then you come to another one and then that one would have like the square on the right side and the yellow circle on the left. And we had no idea. And the thing with it is, we asked somebody at the hotel and the lady said, oh, if you live here, then you know what they mean. And I said, with the greatest of respect, if you live here, why do you need the sign? And she went, oh, yeah, I'd never thought of that. Thought I have. And that roundabout's the same. There's that many lines on it and crossings, different colours. And it's something that is not in any other part of the UK. So if you were local... It's probably been in the papers how you use the thing. But if you're not and you pitch up there and you look at all those lines, you're going to be like, I have no idea what this is. Not a clue. It's supposed to give priority to pedestrians and cyclists. Now, depending on where it is, would depend how many pedestrians and how many cyclists there were. But you just look at something like that and you think, they've gone mad. They've gone mad. Because driving is now a double nightmare. You've got the cars to contend with, and you've got people who are looking at these signs and funny symbols on the roads, and they don't know what they mean, and they are a danger to you while they're trying to work out what they are. But that one takes the biscuit. I've never seen anything like that. We have some rough roundabouts here, but that one, never seen anything like it. And as people are saying, it's a death trap. I look at the one with the woman with the blue helmet on, and I look behind her and I just think, honestly, imagine pulling up to that and not being a local. You just wouldn't know what the rules were. It's hideous. And not to mention the fact it just looks terrible as well. Too industrial for the place. There's houses right next door to that. Hideous. Absolutely hideous. See, the other one near Hemel Hempstead doesn't have anything like the amount of paint on the roads. It's the paint and all the funny symbols. It's all Greek. Hideous. Play the 1812 at full volume. Oh, fabulous. You've never whispered to her. Oh, Jonathan, you need to whisper. She's very seductive when she whispers back. But, you know, in the evening, it's spooky. Hearing it whisper back, it's spooky. I remember saying I'd never whispered to mine. And Graham said, oh, I have. Do that all the time. It's great. She whispers back. So I thought, I'll give it a go. So the first time I whispered to her, she said, you know, I'm going to turn on whisper mode. I thought, yeah, fine, do it. And she did. And then and now it freaks me out. you did a voice print, but she must like everyone. That's scary too, isn't it? Why do they ask you to do a voice print and then respond to everybody and everything? Must be a Japanese style, Lou, where you can wire up an echo. Warm jets. Actually, Simon, it's funny you should mention that. Now, where on earth would that be? Possibly in drafts. I found something and I was going to share it with Nina and Rachel, Nina has an echo, but it was actually Chidge's. That's her husband, Chidge. And yes, I know. You're starving and you're letting everybody know. We're terrible parents, I know. It took me 3 days to get the thing set up. Once I'd set it up, it started answering him back and he didn't like it. So it ended up back in the box. But I found this thing. I need to find. Maybe I can find it online. It was somebody had rigged up. You know, one of these custom commands? Custom command. Let's see if I can find it without. No. That's not really what we want. No, that's not coming up the right thing at all. Let's have a look. Oh dear, that's an interesting one. I missed that one. It's not what I'm looking for though. When's that one from? A couple of years ago, that one. Right, let's have a look. Oh, good grief. This is from the New York Post. Taking no responsibility of that. But it does say originally published by the Sun. So that explains a lot. There you go. I'll put that one in. This isn't the story, but it's as near as you'll get. So the next time you're thinking of upsetting Alexa, don't. Don't. Now let's have a look. Ah, that's the original one. That's the original one. That is the one from the Sun. Look at the commands. Are the commands there on the one from the New York Post? No, they're not. Oh, come on, New York Post. If you're going to nick something from the Sun.
Lola, quiet.
There we go. Let's put that one in. Look at the commands halfway down the page. Absolute scream. If you'll pardon the pun. Oh, dear, 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 dear. That is brilliant. I'm just wondering, you know, because Simon's good with tech, isn't he, with his Hackintosh? How about a hacking Lexa? Go on, let's challenge Simon. What can you do with it? Oh, let me catch up here. Right.
Oh.
There's an Echo kettle. Oh. Let's have a look. How much is it?
So, has anyone noticed?
Noticed what? I have. Tracy will when she arrives. Yeah. £110 for a kettle. Actually, I can find a use for that. Does that mean I can have one? If the kettle's in the kitchen and I want to have something to drink and I've got that kettle, then I could turn it on up here and then toddle down when it's ready and save myself some time. So how many times would I need to do that before I'd got my £110 back? Alternatively, I could just get a £10 kettle and put it in the office, which is probably a better idea. Oh, I am loving that. What do the zigzag lines mean? Not a clue, Kim. Not a clue. Let's have a look at the picky. Where's the picky gone? If you mean the zig... Did you mean the ones next to the pavement bit? The ones that look like a sigma sign? Do you mean those wavy lines? Are there any other wavy lines? I think you'll find that one means no stopping. But I could be wrong. What do you reckon, Mike? That one there behind the cyclist. It's a no-stopping zone, isn't it?
Either that or AutoSum.
Well, yes, it does look like AutoSum. Did you think somebody just printed it out from a spreadsheet and just painted it on?
It's just the Excel ribbon. The dotted lines are the grid lines.
The dotted lines around the cycle path are for the cycle path. And the cycle path is, one, it's a different colour, but two, it's a different texture. So it, I think that the road tarmac doesn't freeze as much.
The so arrows on the roundabout are the less than signs.
They're indicating the way you should go around the roundabout, believe it or not.
It's very spreadsheetish, isn't it?
It's very spreadsheetish, but there's just too much furniture. Road furniture and signs and symbols that... It's just weird, isn't it? The straight lines, the big straight lines that are going from the left of that picture up towards the middle, that's what we would call a pelican crossing or a zebra crossing. So that is for the humans, the walkers to walk on. So I think the cars have been relegated to like third place, basically. But I think that zigzag thing, I'd have to check in the highway code. Wasn't there when I passed my test. I think it means no stopping. But who knows? I wish I did. The project had risen from an estimated 800,000 to 2.3 million. 2.3 million for that roundabout. Makes the kettle look cheap though, Jonathan. Just torch into the kettle there. Right, surely the reason you're using a roundabout is because the safety is better than unconventional roundabouts. I read somewhere that when people are uncertain about what to do, they drive more considerately. Ooh, that's a point. They might do, but I think for some people they get frustrated and they don't like that they don't understand. And then they're more aggressive. I mean, the number of occasions where pedestrians have ended up and bike riders injured because a driver's got out and out of sheer frustration has gone mad. I just think something like that, for the locals, fine. But for people visiting, I would be uncertain as to what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, they don't give any consideration to that, do they? There's nothing in the way of continuing education for drivers. And yet, you know, I've been driving 35 years and it's changed immeasurably since I passed my test. So maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a theory test every couple of years or something like that, just so you get a feel for what's like new. I mean, think about motorways now. That expressway in Birmingham is a death trap. The expressway is like an dual carriageway, but there's no central reservation in it. So these eight lanes, the ones in the middle change from going into Birmingham to out of Birmingham based on the time of day. So you're never quite sure which way the middle lanes are going. I always stay on the outside out of the way. My mum was freaked out by that. So it's like a huge motorway, but there is no delineation in the middle as to which is going towards you and which is going your way. And then in the evening, there are more roads out of Birmingham, and in the morning, there are more roads into Birmingham. And how you know which way that lane is going today is there's a cross over the top of it if it's not your way. But I just think people get into autopilot. There must be more accidents on that thing, honestly. Oh, look at Jonathan. Poor Lola, they're starving you. Come live with me. Oh, you sweet-talking boy. No parking and no overtaking. Always appear before the Pelican pedestrian crossings. Okay, I'll take your word for it, Simon. If you've got a lot of tabs open that you're working in, Kim, why not go into the preferences? Let's have a look. Firefox. And there is an option to restore previous session on startup. If you go into the preferences, which is command and comma, at the very top it says general, and the very first option is startup, and it says restore previous session. And that way, if your browser crashes, you don't lose the tabs. It will ask you if you want to open them up again. Which I much prefer. Much prefer that. Right. Kim's mum had her Echo next to the phone with an answering machine, and instead of leaving a message when she was at home, you'd ask Alexa to play music. You are bad. You are bad. You see, Simon, you didn't have any idea, did you? I'm thinking Simon's going to find potential for this. The zigzags on the street leading up to the roundabout. Okay, let's have a look at that. Back you come. Leading up to the roundabout. The zigzags. Right, let's have a look. Ah, right, I'm with you. Yes, like Simon says, I think once you have got to that point, you are then in a line of traffic and there's no jiggling around. So it kind of indicates, I think you also can't stop there either. So if you've broken down or anything, you're going to have to get out of the way. That is like a no stopping zone as well. But isn't it hideous? There's just, and is that 20 miles an hour? I think one says 30 and the other says 20, but they are going in opposite directions. They've also actually provided a bit of a pedestrian path there. But yes, we actually have a line. See if we've got a picture of one of those. Yeah, on the lower picture where it says where next, and it talks about the Marylands Business Park in Hemel Hempstead. On the left, I mean, the paintwork's all but gone, but on the left, you can see like a triangle and there is a line, and that line that goes up the middle of the road. You are not supposed to park until you get past that line. And that is to keep the corners free so people have perfect vision as they are turning. That's the law. Now, on our little road, we have one of those and it goes up to our gate at the back of our house. And in that space last night, there were 7 cars parked. 3 on one side, 4 on the other. It's illegal, but the police don't do anything about it. One day. See you later, Simon. You'd rather have a big fridge than spending $2.3 million on a roundabout. I'm sure that the people who live there, because they're paying for it, it'll be the council that do that. And that will come out of your council tax, which is a home-based tax. It's based on the value of your house. And it funds the local area, which is called the council. And the stuff that they spend that money on is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And yet they're closing things down like the libraries and stuff. You just, there's no sense to it. But 2.3 million on a roundabout. I mean, what were they thinking? I'd love to see what was there before. I mean, they built an almighty roundabout at Lym, didn't they? They already had a huge roundabout and they built 2 more. Just because they could. We were going up there and we were looking at Apple Maps. No, it was Google Maps, wasn't it? And I said to Mike, this has got to be wrong. I said, they're sending us into a field. And this was literally maybe 2-3 weeks after we'd last been up there. So we heads off. And I said, they're telling you to turn left. And as I looked up, I said, oh my. And the entire road layout had completely changed. And Google had got the road as a line, but not laid over the actual topographic thing. So it hadn't done the pictures from the sky, but it did have the roads in the right place. And you just had to kind of follow that rather than see a proper picture. And another time they did that was that, is it the Handforth Bypass? The one where we went with Tony and Mary when we were going somewhere.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
It's up by the airport. And basically it's like the bypass road for the airport. And we got on it and I'm navigating. And so were the two in the back, to be honest, which wasn't helpful because I had Google. And when we got there, she said to him, didn't she, shut up, because this has all changed. And we looked at it and we had a line on Google Maps to indicate the road. But this road was laid over what it looked like the last time they took a photograph of it. And it was just a building site. You could see trucks and stuff actually on the road. What is the road now? It was really weird. But yeah, that one's going to be a classic, that. I'll have to find it on Google Maps and see what I can make of it. Oh, yeah, we could all have a fridge for 2.3 million, couldn't we? The padlock doesn't have a line through it. What are we talking about now, Mike? Oh, the chat
thing. I'm trying to fix, yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Apparently it's a known problem between the chat box and Firefox, because Firefox has something turned on called Enhanced Tracking Protection. But if Kim can access it with Safari, then that's fine.
Well, I've got all of that turned on. Shall I see if I can see it? I've never had any problems, but I don't really use Firefox for that. Let's have a look.
Yeah, I could see it without the turning the enhanced tracking off.
So can I?
Yeah.
How bizarre.
It is bizarre.
One thing you could try, I've not done this myself, but it's got to be worth a go. There is somewhere in here that you can manage like cookies and security on a per site basis. But where is it? Is it that one at the
She's
bottom?
Now had a jumbone, by the way.
She's starving, poor lamb. Poor lamb! Don't believe it.
Do.
What?
That problem with transmits fixed.
Which problem was that?
The one where it wasn't saving the permissions over a world.
Good. Like it. Was that because you upgraded?
It was.
Ah, yeah. You see? Still no chat. You might have to purge the cache just for MacBytes FM. I'm trying to see where on earth.
Did you refresh, Kim?
This should be so simple.
It should. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I've got an idea. Have you tried it in an incognito tab?
Oh, good thing.
Try it in, and they probably don't call it incognito, do they? Try private a private window. Because your tracking is turned off in a private window. So try a private window, just see if that works. Before we have to get down deep and dirty. Oh, I had a chart to share as well. This one was a classic. This was this is where we're at now. You'll love this. Because I looked at it and just shook my head. Right. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know, if I see one more request for permission from Catalina. No, a man who died like this, putting ticks in boxes. Right, let's quit it now and go back into it, because, you can't manage that on your own, can you? You notice the sarcasm. I'm just trying to take a screenshot. You wouldn't think it was rocket science. Right, capture. Right, there we go. And this was updated today. I won't say things are bad, but it's not looking good, is it? That's the COVID thing. Not looking good. Right. Let's have a look. Oh, let me get past that. I use Vivaldi as well, Paul. I love the sidebar. The sidebar, yeah, the other day I got the radio running and then I totally forgot I had the radio running. This was on Saturday, I think. Totally forgot. No, it was a week last Saturday. Totally forgot I was actually listening to Brooklyn's radio and my own music shows. And then I closed the sidebar and the music carried on and it was only about an hour later. I thought, hang on a minute. So what's in the sidebar? You could actually use it for something like a radio and that way you wouldn't have a tab at the top at all. So I love it. Love Vivaldi. At first, I thought I'll put Notion in it because it's probably the browser I'll use least. But as I started using it, you start using it for more and more because it's just so capable. And it actually copes well with all the tabs that I have open. And I think there's about 28 of those that are my primary pages in Notion. So it treats it like an app as far as I'm concerned, where I click the tap the icon at the top and it takes me straight to that page. But it also copes with extra pages that I open. Never had a problem till yesterday. Did Firefox bring out a point update, though? A proper update? I think they might have done. Let's have a look what it says. Firefox about. Yes, they brought out 81.0. So there were fundamental changes in 81.0. So what do you think of the COVID stats? There were actually more reported infections on the 25th than ever before. They've actually, you probably won't have heard of this in the States, but it's a good for a giggle. The kids go off to university. So the students who had the A-level issues where they were guesstimated by AI and they all went wrong and all the kids were having nervous breakdowns. It's these children that are going off to university for the first time. Well, young adults. And some of them, like I think it's Cambridge, aren't opening. So if you're going to Cambridge, you're doing it from home. But some, like Manchester, Glasgow, where both places, if I can just point out, are still in lockdown, have said that they are open for business. And if the young adult in question was going to one of those, then, you know, rock up, your place is here. So they did. And I said yesterday, I think, that there was issues. Issues. There's a breakout of COVID. So they've got 1,700 students in their accommodation. Now, it's not a campus university. So their accommodation, some of them will be in standard flat accommodation around Manchester. But some of them will be in university accommodation. Well, the ones in university accommodation, the first they knew about what happened next was when security guards turned up and blocked the gates and they're now in prison. They're not allowed out. Everybody is up in arms and that's not really terribly British. We tend to have a stiff upper lip and get on with it. But these students are putting like painted signs on the windows saying, you know, like letters out. And the thing is, they're paying £9,000 a year for tuition that they're not now getting. They're not getting any discount. They are paying to be kept in prison and £9,000 a year for tuition. Makes me wonder why you would ever go. If I had my time over again, I don't think I would go to university. No, I mean, I would if it was back then, but now I don't think I would bother. There's no point. But yeah, all the kids in Manchester, lockdown. And I do mean lockdown, as is Glasgow. And they're saying that there are some students who are of a nervous disposition. You know, they have anxiety issues. They're away from home for the first time or they've got other mental health issues. And being in lockdown where they cannot physically leave the building is really negatively affecting some of them. Why they don't just let them go home, I don't know. In fact, it's Boris's fault for letting them go in the first place. Why do that? It made no sense when he did it. I remember that, Jonathan. I remember the address. It was near where you used to live. Was a place that I took my mum. There is a, it's like, It was a church, I think. It was a church. And what they did was they turned it into like a faith-based business centre. And there's a little room in it where you can go and you get like prayer cards and stuff. And Mum wanted to go. And I got up there and I thought, I recognise round here. And it was where you were living. So there's hundreds of students there. There is official accommodation and there's like unofficial accommodation. It's just scary. Scary. Stretford Road, before they did it all up and before they built all those houses and stuff, was where my granddad used to work. So it looked very, very different when Mum took me up there and she's saying, it's round here somewhere. And I said, it's fine. You know, don't worry. We'll stop and we'll ask S-I-R-I. Don't want to set off anybody's equipment. And we got the map out and we found the place. It's opposite the school. I think it's a little bit before where your building was on the corner. And you turn off into this church thing. It's a lovely place. They're really, really nice there. The other one Mum went to around this time of year, actually, was in Eccles. Have you ever seen the big B&Q, Jonathan? The massive one near the Trafford Centre. This seminary is literally about 100 yards up the road from the B&Q. So Mum said, I want to get some mass cards to send. So I said, fine, we'll go off. And she said, it's near B&Q. So we heads off up to B&Q. The audio won't work in the private window. Oh, for crying out loud, Firefox. It's ridiculous. Do you know, I'm fast going off, Firefox. I can't be doing with that Omnibar they've put in because it stops other extensions working and it covers up the bookmarks. I don't know whoever thought that was a good idea, but it wasn't. So it's still my default at the moment, but I do a lot of stuff in Vivaldi. So we headed off up to this monastery and it's run by priests and monks. And Mum was after some mass cards for Christmas. And it was 90. I can tell you exactly when it was. It was 1998. Hello, Paul. 1998. It was about September time. And she said, I want to avoid the rush and I want to get these cards in. And plus the fact it's your grandmother's 90th birthday. So one, she wanted some 90th birthday cards for Gran. And two, she wanted to make sure that she didn't turn up like 3 days before and they've not got any. So I drive her up to this place. I think I stayed in the car. And now you need to understand for this to have any meaning that the Mum loves Christmas, absolutely adores Christmas. And she doesn't like anybody else kind of dissing Christmas. So this was just so funny. So she gets in there and she tells him what she wants. She wants 90th birthday card for this and blah, 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 and some Christmas mass things. And he said with the grumpiest of voices, and he was the priest, you're a bit previous, aren't you? And she went, well, you've got to be ready. You know, and it's fun, isn't it? Christmas is coming because Mum loves Christmas. And he's stamping these cards and he went, hate Christmas. He was a priest.
Yeah, but we know another priest who's not.
We do know another priest who's very, very grumpy at Christmas. Apparently, Christmas means a lot of work. But even so, you know, come on. You can't say to a punter who's really happy that it's coming up to Christmas, hate Christmas, too busy. Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Yeah, she never got over that, bless her. She never got over it. Oh, yeah, priest who doesn't like Christmas. But no, he didn't. So that's my abiding memory of the two seminary-type places where I took Mum. And one was very close to Jonathan's place. Very, very close. And now, Jonathan, obviously, you've moved up in the world. Literally, haven't you? Higher up in the building. And your very own COVID testing centre. I trust you're still giving that a wide berth. We can't have anything on the wind, on the breeze to you. Definitely not. Paul couldn't get the audio to work in Vivaldi. Oh, for crying out loud. Do you know, it's working everywhere for me. And the live banner's back. Whee! Now, the live banner, it's back. I can't see the end of it. You know the bit where it tells you what show it is? Because I've got it in the narrow. Is the show right as well?
Day 196.
Yes! So day they fixed it. Day
196. See, I missed that because I was doing the news.
I know, I told them where you were. And then there's Madam, of course, who's starving to death.
Yeah, right. Oh, come on, she has done a lot of exercise today.
She has, actually.
Yeah.
And she was up early.
Two long walks and a lot of football.
Yep. Yep. Oh, and the other thing she did, she understands every word. This morning, she comes back from her trot. I'd got a 10 o'clock session, and seeing as I didn't get to bed till about, I don't know, about 6-ish, I was bug-eyed. She comes back and she comes in for her treats. And I said, look at the state of her eyes. She needs her eyes cleaning. And I went to reach for a handkerchief. That was it. She scarpered. Mike's got a treat in his hand, which he gives one to me. She wouldn't come anywhere near me for 6 hours. She didn't even see the tissue. She just heard me say she needs her eyes cleaning, and that was the end of it. Wouldn't come anywhere near me. Understands every single word. We're now friends again, though, because I have the treat box and she is starving. So now I'm persona grata. What can I say? Ah. Oh, yes, the house. Exciting. Exciting. Much higher up. You're better higher up, Jonathan, out of the way of all the people who are walking past your building to get to the COVID testing centre. Of all the places to put a COVID testing centre. That's not the one. You should complain and get a rates rebate. I know it's handy if you need a test, but honestly, you're one of the sensible ones who doesn't need a test. They should just leave us be, shouldn't they? I'm thinking, you know where would be a good place for them to put a COVID testing centre if they needed one? In Trafford.
Where?
The rugby field up the top next to the Thursway Medical Centre.
Oh, yeah.
Mind, you'd be nearer Chidge than us. It'd be half a mile away, which is half a mile too close for my liking. But that's just me. Kiva watches and knows everything. They're so savvy, aren't they? You know, people who don't like dogs or think they're stupid. Really? You want to try living with one? They are as bright as a button. Intuition, they're amazing. If like before, there were words said, weren't there, Mike? So in she dived straight between the two of us. We weren't even shouting or screaming at each other. It was just like, I don't think that's helpful. Well, I didn't mean it that way. And the dog was in. Now, Maya, with Mum and Dad, he was a scream. Mum was very laid back when it came to arguing. She would just go in and not say a word. And my dad couldn't handle that. That's why she did it. So when they were having words, there was only him speaking. She would just not say a word. Maya would be sometimes in the garden, sometimes in the conservatory. Well, if Dad didn't get Mum to respond, which he wouldn't, then he'd start shouting. Maya would dive in, and Dad had this chair like a lazy boy, but it would have been upright at that point. Maya would weigh the situation up. First, he'd check that Mum was okay, and then he would stand there in front of Mum and start growling at Dad, which pushed all of Dad's buttons. So he would then be shouting louder, and when Maya had had enough, he'd take a flying leap and flatten him in this chair, and he'd sit on top of him until he shut up. Do you know, it was actually great because normally Dad would have screamed on for 4 hours.
True.
And he had to be quiet because if he didn't, you know, the next step was probably ripping his throat out because that was his gran and his gran was one of his favourites. She cooked his liver for him. He had fresh liver. Do you remember when we got cross-questioned about that at Morrison's?
Don't go there.
That was a shopping with Elaine moment. We were in Morrison's buying the fresh liver. And they sell it. You can't just go in and say, I want X amount of weight. You had to buy it in pre-packed packs. So I said to Mum, you know, how much liver do you want? She's like, oh, get me 20 packs. So we went in and they were picking these packs up and we put them in the trolley. So we get to the checkout. And if there's one thing that pushes my buttons, it's one of two things at the checkout. Either the checkout assistant commenting on what is in your trolley, or somebody else in the queue doing the same. Now, if it's somebody else in the queue, I'll just give them the daggers. They don't usually speak twice. I don't like people. Have you noticed that? But we have had that where somebody literally sticks their head in your trolley and says, oh, you like your tinned peas, don't you? How rude. I wouldn't dream of even looking at what's in somebody else's basket. Can you imagine they did the same?
No, with, I can't with... stand the missiles.
What? Tin peas?
That would be your reply.
Well, I don't eat tin peas. Well, true. No, but actually, the one with the tin peas was one of the assistants who said, you like your tin peas. They're not for me. They were for my dad. And he did like them. That's not the point. But this one, now that day with the peas, I was incensed.
They're for my father, and it's his dying wish.
Oh, yes.
That would shut them up.
I could shut them up, but yes. I just thought, how rude. So I didn't bother saying a word to her, but I went to customer services and complained. And I said, it's not none of the assistant's business what's in my basket. And I don't appreciate being cross-questioned about it as I'm checking out with 10 people in the queue behind me. You know, if I wanted to be abused, I'd pay for it. So I reported her. She got a dressing down. But the next time we went in, it was the liver. So we get the liver out. We're putting it on the little conveyor belty thing, you know, unexpected item in the bagging area. And it was this liver. And I was poised. Based on what had happened the last time, I was poised. So she's checking it out. And obviously when she gets like two or three of the liver bits in it, right, she said, oh, you like your liver, don't you? So I stopped dead and I looked at her and I said, yeah, we're cannibals. Didn't have to report her. She nearly fainted. It works well. Just leave me alone when I'm in a shop. That's all I ask. Just leave me alone. Either treat me well or leave me alone. But that one, we like fresh liver. And then I did the Hannibal Lecter thing, you know, the little nibble. I bet she never asked anybody else about the liver again. Why do people feel the need to pass comment? Does anybody else get that, or do that? The irony is, he's a priest because of Christmas. That's very true, Paul. But yeah, he wasn't a happy bunny. He wasn't. Oh, Paul, you're doing so well. Amazing. Oh, the flooring's in. I'm so excited about this. Can't wait to see it all. You can't sneak in anymore. Oh, no. As they've started locking, that means there's something worth people not seeing or touching or stealing, in our case, in this country. That's fantastic. Right. The R value is getting higher each day. It isn't good. I don't know what Boris is going to do. In fact, I won't tell you how bad it is, but Labour are actually ahead of the Tories in the polls today. And I don't think that's happened since Tony Blair was Prime Minister. So, what Rachel said will come true. The Labour Party don't actually have to do anything as long as they don't do anything stupid. And they'll probably walk in next time. What good they'll do, I really don't know. There'll probably be only half the country left to govern. But there you go. Right, you go for a walk every day after marooned. When you play out the music, Kiva gets up and gets ready to go for the walk. Don't they have their little routines? Honestly, they do. Like, Lola knows if it's 7 o'clock, you know, we're in here.
And time to be marooned.
And time to be marooned, right? She knows. She obviously hears the words. She knows if she comes in and starts chunnering away with her little self, odds are you will give her a treat. Keep her quiet. She's only got, I think it's 2 dentist sticks to last 6 days. So they're going to have to be rationed or cut in half. I read somewhere, some imbecile, and I don't know if it's true, but it doesn't seem true to me. Dogs are not stupid. That the size of a treat you give the dog doesn't matter. It's the fact they're getting a treat. But, you know, I remember Mayer, you'd offer him a small treat in one hand and a big one in the other. He went for the big one. He wasn't stupid. They're also supposed to see in black and white. And I can't understand that either, because we've got like 2 toys that are totally different colours. And she can tell the difference between them. If he's, oh, and so could Maya. Bring the red one, Maya. And he would. And yet they say they see in black and white. So I don't know what's going on there. Pavlov would be proud. Absolutely. Barney's the same with the music from one show. You'd rather have a big bar of chocolate than a little one. Exactly, Jonathan. Dogs are not stupid. They're not. And a small one make you want a big one. Exactly. So you might as well have had the big one in the first place. Because you're saving yourself. That's logical. Because if you have the small one, then you'll want the big one as well, and then you will have eaten both. But if you just have the big one to start with, then you will have only eaten the one. See? See how I rationalised that for you there? Excellent. Excellent. You should have said we're having a Silence of the Lambs party. I'm going to write these down. Should I ever get into a supermarket again? Mind you, they won't be saying much these days, will they? You won't understand it because they'll all be wearing masks. Those figures are frightening, though, aren't they? They are now more infections per day than at the height of this back in April. And all people are saying is, yes, but the deaths aren't that bad. Yes, but some people are dying. And how do you know it won't be you? I mean, if you can get out of it, fine. You know, if you know you got it and you wouldn't be affected, fine. But I don't think anybody can say that.
This morning, I took her to Selsey Park, Selsey Road Park.
Is that the one where they found the body that time?
Where they found the body.
Yeah. Mayor never forgave him for not taking him that day.
It's normally dead quiet.
Yep.
There were 3 football games on this morning.
Oh, for God's sake.
And parents who were not socially distancing. Unless it's 2 blokes living together.
It could be. Do you remember those 2 guys who had that dog? Did they have 1 dog or 2? Used to carry it around like a handbag. On the park.
Yeah, my mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they could be living together then.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, never rule it out. Never rule it out. No, it's just chaotic here at the minute. The figures are going up and up. They took solace yesterday in the fact they'd gone down. And I said, yes, but it's Saturday. So, of course, the figures go down over the weekend. Figures have always gone down over the weekend. And then they shoot up again. The deaths, not as bad, thankfully. But probably only because the really vulnerable already died in April. And as we head into flu season and the 2 cross-pollinate, I dread to think where we're going to be. I really do dread to think where we're going to be. I would say Boris has got it in hand, but I actually feel that the Star have got it right. Every day they're picturing him on the front cover in a clown outfit and pointing out some other stupidity that has befallen them. But the figures are terrifying, terrifying. Half of Wales is now in lockdown. Which half isn't? Is it in the middle?
Don't know.
Because the north half was. That was where that pie factory was.
Yeah, the south is because it's Wrexham and that lot.
It's Wrexham and Cardiff, so yeah. It must be the middle that's all right. Yeah. But people probably don't venture to the middle of Wales. It's quite rural. So the more built-up areas seem to have it bad. Manchester's still in lockdown. Birmingham's still in lockdown. London's going into lockdown. Glasgow's in lockdown. There's probably just some village in the middle of North Norwich or somewhere that's not.
I've broken my iPad.
How have you managed that?
The edit button isn't tappable.
Which edit button?
For the widget.
What have you done this time?
It's worked once because I've removed some widgets.
There you go.
Oh.
Right, it's fixed now. Stop panicking, Mark. It's fixed. So, Paul says, I think COVID with long-term effects doesn't get mentioned enough. Very true. I think that was mentioned in the UK today. I think somebody was saying about the figures who have got the long-term effects. Let's see if I can find it. I'm sure it was the front cover of one of the papers. And I can never find the papers after the night before when it's on the homepage. Let's see if I can find it on Sky. Much as I loathe Sky, I can actually find the papers on Sky. So let's see if I can find the front cover. I think it mentioned the figures. And it was huge. It was in the hundreds of thousands that they were talking about. Absolutely terrifying. Oh, come on, come on. Papers, papers, papers. Oh. Why do they never put the stuff I want where I can see it? Crying out loud. Do you know, it's all doom and gloom. More top stories. There's Boris again. I don't see it. Right. Sunday papers. Front covers. Somebody must have them. Right, here we go. Is this today's, though? The papers. Right, got it. Now, which one was it? There we go. I was not wrong. I just didn't think it was the Sunday People. But it's the Sunday People. But it's a huge story about the impact of that and the fact that the government aren't doing anything about it. So there you go, Paul. Somebody's talking about it in this country. I haven't actually read the story, because obviously... Which paper was it? The People. But yeah, that bit. Up to 500,000 survivors have got crippling long-term symptoms. This is what I think, if people were talking about that more. I talked about that film a while ago. Do you remember? The one with Kate... Not Kate Blanchett, the other one. The one from Titanic. Kate...
Winslet.
Winslet, that's the one. Let's see if I can find it without... Right. Contagion. It was very similar to the situation we find ourselves in now. And what was interesting about the film was, unlike most other films where the primary cast don't die, virtually everybody in it that you knew dropped dead. But, and it was a kind of flu-based symptom, and it was based out of China, and it was based on an animal transference. But the interesting part with it, well, that's a lot of people. It is a lot of people. But the thing with it was how the symptoms manifest themselves. One minute people were okay, and the next minute they were like convulsing and bleeding from the eyes and the ears and the mouth, and they just kind of dropped. They didn't necessarily drop dead, but they were in such a state they would have needed an ambulance. And I think if that was happening and people were just dropping in front of people, maybe they would take it more seriously. But I get the distinct impression people are not taking this seriously at all. And as we have been saying for months and months, it will get worse before it gets better, which, fair enough, you know, obviously it will. But the way it's going, it'll never get any better because people are just mingling. What's the matter with them? They were actually talking about football supporters going back to games in October. That's like a week away. It's not even a week, is it? It's 3-4 days away. They surely could have seen this coming because, you know, we all did. We've been saying that for ages. It's nice they had a day without Diana. That doesn't happen often, Jonathan. Doesn't happen often. As I say, it's not normally a paper that I would quote, trust me on that. But, you know, mentioning the long-term COVID thing, at least one paper is mentioning it, which is good. I actually thought it was more than that. But no, it must have been that one. I thought that was The Observer. But what can I say? It was late. The Observer have got Johnson faces revolt on COVID diktats as poll figures slump. So he's got 40 backbench MPs in the Tory party who are objecting to the lockdown situation. So we've now got dissent in government as well. Mind you, now he knows how Theresa May felt when he was leading a backbench revolt against her. And you know, his woman, the one he's engaged to, who had the baby, April, she was out on holiday in Italy and she wasn't socially distancing either. And she had the baby with her. I give up. I completely give up with people. There are no words for the level of stupidity that we have been exposed to during this situation, is there? No words at all. Anyway, Catalina's still going okay. Second Catalina install, driving me mad, but getting there. Only because he keeps asking for permission. So literally, you know, permission to turn on, permission to run this application. But apart from that, not doing bad. You read that there was a protest in London yesterday about masks. I believe there was, Kim, which will probably be on the BBC. But they're not actually making too much of an issue of that at the moment. But if you put in your area, you can put in like a locality, local news. And it doesn't actually have to be your local news. So you can find an area. So I could put in London in there. So let's say Greater London and see if there's any stories about that. They're focusing mainly on the shooting. To be honest, I'm not seeing much. All right. Clashes as police shut down the COVID rules protest. So, yes, protesters are rallying against the COVID restrictions. We do not consent. To be honest, I've no idea where that's coming from. I really do not know where that's coming from. I mean, if you don't consent, fine. Then why do the exact opposite by all meeting up in a group? Because all you're doing is proving the government right. When the figures go through the roof and you're responsible, you are just proving them right. Whereas if you just sit quietly at home out of the way and keep yourself to yourself, read a book. There you go. Read a book. This is when we need the army. They should all be locked up together. I don't, Jonathan. I really don't. I mean, they're not asking you. It's not like they're asking you. There's a difference in my mind between asking you to wear a mask, which is not permanent. They're not asking you to have a permanent tattoo or something. So they're asking you to wear a mask and they're asking you to be careful. And that's about it at the moment. You can get a drink as long as it's before 10 o'clock. But if they carry on the way they're doing, they will have the army on the streets and nobody will be able to go out. And then they'll say they were right. And they won't consent to that either. Which they will then force the issue by not consenting and doing the complete opposite. They'll force the issue and in the end they'll have the army on the streets and they'll be shooting them on sight. Why don't they just act like normal human beings and have some consideration for other human beings? I mean, we're still printing out the newsletter, aren't we, for that lady? And last week she said she was going to church. Now, she'd still need the newsletter printed out from us because the church are not able to print the newsletter because you're not allowed to hand something out to people. So we print the newsletter, we leave it to sanitise, then we put it in an envelope and then she probably leaves it to sanitise. But, you know, people are making do. This week she was in the window, Mike passed it through the window and she said, I've got to self-isolate. So now she can't get out. But, you know, you just do what you can to help other people. But people like that are just imbeciles. Imbeciles. You know, I can only imagine what the figures will be. And if they were only hurting themselves, I wouldn't give two hoots. But they're probably going home to granny. And then before that long, she'll be dead. And they still won't consent. Muppets. Muppets. You've got a good book they could all read. Kim had another riot last night, three nights in a row. Are they still complaining about their, what do you call it? Personal liberties. Is it the what do we call it? The constitutional rights they're bothered about. Has anybody told them they've got the constitutional right to be dead, the way they're going on? Maybe somebody should point that out. Like that, Anthony. They listen to people like David Icke and believe 5G is the cause of all evil. This might not end well for Apple. Supposedly another Apple event, week and a half. In fact, I think we can pretty much guarantee, mark your calendars, 13th of October. There was talk of potentially the 20th, giving them a little bit longer. But I don't think they'll go for the 20th because it's Adobe Max. So unless they leave it to the 27th, it's looking like the 13th. So mark your calendar. Ooh, three show Tuesday. If it's that day, well, whatever day it is, we'll do the usual. We will have a Marooned at Marooned minus three. Then we will have a Mac Bites Live. Then we will take the feed and then we will ponder what we're buying and how many kidneys we're going to need to afford it. That's the plan. Tentatively for the 13th. We had such fun last time. Let's do it all again. Right, they are complaining about Melbourne's curfew, but wouldn't stay home before it, so it all became necessary. That's the point. That is the point, isn't it? You wouldn't need lockdowns if people were being sensible, which was what Boris said. But, you know, Boris, we could all predict people aren't sensible, mate. So don't let them out on Independence Day and let them abroad on holiday because they're all idiots. Oh, no, these were different riots because they want to defund the police department. It's crazy. Riots were for not wearing masks, crying out loud. What do they want in place? Their heads examining Jonathan. Hello, Tracy. Have you spotted it, Tracy? Let's see if Tracy's found it. There is a toy. There is a toy. You are adrift of Apple News. Is there an announcement? Not exactly, Tracy. Not exactly. There is going to be an event for the phone. We have strategically worked out that the 13th of October is really the only day they can have it. If they were waiting till the 20th, it's Adobe Max. And if they wait till the 27th, in fact, is there anything else on the 27th?
Tracy spotted it.
Yay! It is indeed. Right, let's go into... no, that's a wrong tab. Right, that tab. That tab, and move forward to October. No, that's September. Next. Right, 27th. No, there isn't actually anything. There's no reason they couldn't have it on the 27th. But I think they may consider that a little bit late. They may consider that late for Black Friday. So it's looking like the 13th, Tracy, so we're penciling it in. It's penciled in for the 13th at 4 o'clock UK time, which is normal marooned minus 3. A swift look on there. That looks fine. Excellent. Right. Should be available for Jonathan's birthday if you're feeling extra generous. yeah, but would you use it this year, Jonathan? Seriously, you know, would you? Maybe not. The rioters are anarchists and don't wear a mask or not being condemned for not wearing a mask. Oh, I give up with them. I give up with them. I do. Paul wants the Biggles release date. I think they could actually just release it, Paul. But based on what they did last year and what they did with iOS 14, it's not a case of it'll be here a week on Friday. It could just be, whoa, it's there, download it. I think they really could do that. I don't know why they're doing that, because it's causing havoc. You've got users who believe because Apple have released it, everything should just work with it, and developers tearing their hair out. So I personally think it would be better if they gave a week's notice. But will they? Probably not. I think they'll probably just release it. What can you do? Apple do their own thing. You wouldn't use it. You see, there's nothing to take photographs of. Oh, apart from, you could probably, if you lent out the window far enough, get a really good photo of the people queuing at the COVID centre. But I wouldn't recommend that you do that. In fact, it's on the other side, isn't it? Your view's over the Etihad and the hills in the distance. So you might need a very long selfie pole. But don't go anywhere near the place, Jonathan. Go in the opposite direction. Stay out of the way. yes, Jonathan, 31 this year. Where did that year go? Where did it go? Before you know it, you'll be in the 40s and still a millennial. Will your printer work with Biggles? Which printer is it, Kim? Let's have a look. Now, there is a trick for that. There is. Now, this is for applications, but it's worth knowing and it's worth checking. Always use this site. So let's find the... There we go. That's the one we're looking for. Go on. Load today. Today. Right. There we go. Yep. Right, there is an app, a site that we always use, Roaring Apps. Roaring Apps will tell you if your software is compatible with Big Sur. 1Password is already. Wow. And also Apple Silicon. There's now an Apple Silicon CPU column. So what shall we look up? I know. Let's try Scrivener. Catalina, yes, Big Sur, ? So most of them will be a question mark. It's a crowdsourced site, but it's very good for, you know, finding nuances with software. Of it looks like it works, but actually, you know, there's this bug and it doesn't totally work. What else could we look up? How about Affinity? Let's have a look at that one. It's all question marks at the moment. The data will come in probably within 24 hours of it being released. They quit making new drivers. In that case, that's not... Is Biggles really OS 11? Yes, it is, Jonathan. Did you miss that one? In the About box, it said 11. So, yep, no more 10-point anythings. It's 11. If there's no driver, you could be out of luck. Is there any news? How old is it? Not that that makes much difference, like the Fujitsu thing. Right, let's try that. Oh, hang on. Is it wireless? If it's wireless, it might. It might. There was comments made in June, Kim, and they just said they didn't have any information. However, it does say, the support agent said the compatible HP printer driver will be developed and be available for users, as happened with Catalina, but it will not happen before the official release of it. So it looks like it could be in luck. Fujitsu have finally made the drivers, Tracy, but to be honest, so long after it stopped working, most people would have been the scanner. If it can be used wireless, you actually stand more of a chance. But the trouble is, Paul, they make such subtle changes, like to the audio. Every single time, all of the audio apps break, every single one. Just because they tweak it, even if they only like change the point number and it breaks. Obviously, you can get scanners up and running with ViewScan, but printers, slightly different business. But the support agent expects there to be an update. Kumara 0307. He expects it to be there. So I would suggest if HP sell printers, and if they have a printer and it stops working, they're in big trouble. So I would expect them to carry on doing it. And Fujitsu just seem to be shamed into it. It's a shame it took so long. So they were right royally called out, weren't they? Anyway, I'm going to have to get off, aren't I? Because I've got my book club. I have got my book club tonight, and we're doing two chapters tonight, not one. So I actually need to read the things. I'll leave it till Sunday night to read them. Naughty, naughty me. But I will. And tomorrow we start a whole new week. I have totally lost count. But by tomorrow, I will know what week it is. There you go. Oh, Paul's off for a takeaway. Enjoy it. Is it a Chinese? I do love Chinese. No, I must leave it alone. We've not had a takeaway in over 6 months, have we? But you actually make a rather nice Chinese.
Do
so
I?
Actually, yes, you do. So I don't think we really need one. Okay. We just need to add it to that chore chart and then we're done.
Well, for all those nice Chineses I make, you could order me a new cable.
What have you done?
It's broken.
You've broken your iPad cable. Mike, iPad cables are not something we're short of. Give me 2 minutes and I'll give you a new cable. Right, OK, we'll go and sort him out. What are we reading? We are reading a book called Where Good Ideas Come From, or Where Do Good Ideas Come From? Stephen Johnson. Now, let me find that and I will share the link with you.
It's not a Chinese that Paul's getting, but Johnny now fancies one. Yeah, but you've got Chinatown around the corner, Johnny.
He's not going out, remember? Right, where's this book? Stephen Johnson.
Get him to deliver it. Deliveroo is your friend.
Yeah, but they're not going to go near Jonathan's place. He's next door to the COVID testing centre. It's like living next door to the Clap Clinic, Mike. Right, it's $1.99 on Kindle, this book. It's a very good book. It's just quite theoretical. It starts with a thing called the adjacent possible. So it's quite theoretical, but it's a nice book. You've already eaten.
Yeah. Didn't stop Lola, though, did it? She'd
no, it didn't. I'm now looking at that kettle and I'm quite fancying that kettle, Jonathan. You're quite right, Kim. It's the 2020 version of the Clap Clinic. The thing is with this, it's worse. She could be a deliver dog. Well, she doesn't part with it once she's got food. It just gets wolfed down. But she's doing so much more exercise than she used to do, isn't she?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But we have more on the way, don't panic. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.